is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The bell tower at the First Lutheran Church in Over the Rhine has stood for 126 years, but its days are numbered despite a passionate effort to save it. Joining us now is First Lutheran Church Pastor Brian Ferguson. Pastor Ferguson, thank you so much for being with us.
Michael, thanks for having me on. It's a privilege and joy to be here this afternoon.
Well, we're glad to have you. And there was an effort to save this historic bell tower, but if I'm reading this article in the Inquirer correctly, its days are truly numbered at this point.
Yeah, I'd like to. I think the significant message here during my time with you today is there is a small window of opportunity to save the tower, and that the news in the Inquirer and the TV stations, the media coverage has been great. But things are changing rapidly, so I need to provide the most up-to-date information. I do want to say that the juxtaposition of being introduced or preceded by a governor in a pandemic, that's a first for me on a Zoom call during this pandemic.
Yeah, sure.
And I think it's a relevant juxtaposition to also to the bell tower consideration and conversation, because First Lutheran, 179-year historic church in Cincinnati, and 126 years, as you said, there in Washington Park. We have a 2,000-pound Verdun bell hanging 130 feet up in that tower, and we'd most certainly like to keep it there. But the juxtaposition is that First Lutheran as a faith community is there's the church part of the component here, and it's the steward of something that is we recognize that has significant value to the community. There's a state part. So you have a blending of a governor and a pastor on a show, and you also have the blending of a religious, historic, sacred space being stewarded for the greater community. And I think that's part of the challenge that we face on this journey is that, and then add in the pandemic, is this came to light the end of July when we became aware of the critical nature of the bell tower. So we have not occupied our building, not only because of COVID, but also because of the condition of the tower. And November 10th, City of Cincinnati issued, which we requested because of what we learned about the tower, an emergency demolition order for that structure. So the clock is ticking from that regard. So that is, I think, the juxtaposition there. And so that's there. I'll go ahead and let you jump in.
Well, sure, Pastor. It sounds like, I mean, while people probably love the architecture, apparently the estimate to fix this 126-year-old bell tower is somewhere around $3 million. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We did some more research. It was $1.2 million last December, but then Cincinnati Preservation Association jumped in along with the support of many in the community, a groundswell of support when they heard about the pending demolition. We actually had a pen in hand to sign a contract with a demolition contractor for December 1st. We paused that on two occasions because of the passionate response by the community to save the tower. And so the one point is we did further engineering study to look at the seismic stability requirements that came into play in 2002 in Cincinnati and many places in the country. That then increased the cost with a further engineering study, which CPA, Cincinnati Preservation Association, funded. And we received that in late January and put that back out for bid. And then the last week of February is when we received the about $3.1 million cost estimate to stabilize and fully preserve the tower. With that, I think I was interviewed by a Wall Street Journal reporter last summer just to provide some insights on how the pandemic had was affecting, impacting the people in the community in Over the Rhine. They'd done stories in the past about the development in Over the Rhine and were curious. And after the interview, I heard through a third party that the reporter said, you know, that pastor is more of an investment banker than a pastor. So I think from my time here, I'd like to look in at this window here because of the short window of opportunity.
Well, that's what I want to ask, because I was reading this article in the Inquirer that made it sound like, you know, you guys tried to raise some money. The time is just about expired. You're estimating how much it would cost to demolish, which is about $240,000. And then you'll need some money to construct a roof over where it was. However, you mentioned at the top of this interview that there is fast changing news here. So what is this new window of opportunity?
Just yesterday morning, I had an hour and 40 minute Zoom call with about six people from the community, another representative from First Lutheran Church, and to listen to a proposal to save the tower. And the proposal is complex. It's complicated. And I'll get into the details of that real briefly, real quick. But I want to go around the park. If you can visualize Washington Park Arch Campus since 2012, I've been at the church since 2014. So I've seen the majority of this development. But between SCPA, Washington Park, Music Hall, Shakespeare Theater, Memorial Hall, and then most recently Over the Rhine Community Housing, those nonprofit entities have received $300 million in public and nonprofit investment for development. And if we add the streetcar, which is has a platform directly in front of the church there on the southeast corner of Washington Park, if you're not familiar with it, is, but there's a streetcar platform there. Also 100 feet from the bell tower that we're talking about is the intersection where the streetcar figure eight loop intersects. And so we had the $135 million there. So we're at $435 million. And then private investment just on the park alone puts us at about a half a billion dollars since 2012. So in the scope of things, looking at the $3 million price tag, suddenly that becomes in perspective, a certainly smaller amount, but for First Lutheran as a faith community, our community has put $1.3 million into the restoration efforts in the past 3 years, and we have tapped out our financial capacity to do more. We have $300,000 cash in hand to cover the cost of demolition, but we cannot by any imagination even consider or entertain a $3 million restoration of a bell tower. It's just not a challenge. And during the pandemic is when we were presented this challenge. And so we did not feel as a faith community that we should be conducting any type of community campaign effort in a time
of... Well, Pastor, I've got about 30 seconds left. Yep. I mean, you've got some people who are coming at you and saying, we want to do something. So how much time are you giving yourself here to try to work this deal?
The community is asking for a 60-day pause on this. We've paused for 4 months already. What we'd really need would be someone in the community who's passionate about the bell tower, about historic architecture and preservation. That would be great to step forward and say they will guarantee the funding up front, because I'm confident, I've seen a lot of these deals done in my time, that it can happen, but we cannot, as a faith community, take that risk upon ourselves. Our community wants to get back in the building, the pandemic's lifting, and our community really would like to have welcome the neighborhood back in. 90% of the people who use the building, 20,000 people in 2019, are non-members of First Lutheran, therefore recovery, addiction support, arts events, different community gatherings. So Pastor, that would be the message, is chance to save it.
Brian Ferguson is the First Lutheran Church pastor and an amateur investment banker. And we appreciate for the time that you gave us today, and we hope that we can follow up soon.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.